no substitute for wisdom and tact in the parenting role. Where would you administer a spanking? Well, it should be confined to the buttocks area, where permanent damage is very unlikely. I do not believe in slapping a child on the face or in jerking him around by the arms. A common form of injury seen in the emergency room at Children's Hospital when I was there involved children with shoulder separations. Parents had pulled tiny arms angrily and dislocated the shoulder or elbow. If you spank a child only on the behind or on the upper part of the legs, I think you'll be doing it right. Is there anyone who should never spank a child? Well, no one who has a history of child abuse should risk getting carried away again. No one who secretly enjoys the administration of corporal punishment should be the one to implement them. No one who feels himself or herself out of control should carry through with any physical response. And grandparents probably should not spank their grandkids unless the parents have given them permission to do so. Do you think corporal punishment will eventually be outlawed? It's very likely. The tragedy of child abuse has made it difficult for people to understand the difference between viciousness to kids and constructive, positive forms of physical punishment. There are those in the Western world who will not rest until the government interferes with parent-child relationships with all the force of law. It's already happened in Sweden, and the media seems determined to bring that legislation to the United States. It will be a sad day for families. Child abuse will increase, not decrease, as frustrated parents explode after having no appropriate response to defiant behavior. Next question. There is some controversy over whether a parent should spank with his or her hand or with some other object, such as a belt or paddle. What do you recommend? Well, I recommend a neutral object of some type. To those who disagree on this point, I'd encourage them to do what seems right. It's not a critical issue to me. The reason I suggest a switch or paddle is because the hand should be seen as an object of love, to hold, pat, hug, and caress. However, if you're used to suddenly disciplining with the hand, your child may not know when he's about to be swatted and can develop a pattern of flinching when you suddenly scratch your head. This is not a problem if you take the time to get a neutral object. My mother always used a small switch, which could not do any permanent damage, but it stung enough to send a very clear message. One day when I had pushed her to the limit, she actually sent me to the backyard to cut my own instrument of punishment. I brought back a tiny little twig about 7 inches long. She could not have generated anything more than a tickle with it. And thereafter, she never sent me on that fool's errand again. Now, some people, particularly those who are opposed to spanking in the first place, believe that the use of a neutral object in discipline is tantamount to child abuse. I understand their concern, especially in cases when a parent believes might makes right or loses his temper and harms the child. That's why adults must always maintain a balance between love and control, regardless of the method by which they administer disciplinary action. Is there an age when you begin to spank, and at what age do you stop? Well, there's no excuse for spanking babies or children younger than 15 to 18 months of age. Even shaking an infant can cause brain damage and death at this delicate age. But midway through the second year, 18 months, a boy or girl becomes capable of knowing what you're telling them to do or not to do. They can then, very gently, be held responsible for how they behave. Suppose a child is reaching for an electric socket or something that will hurt them. You say no, but he just looks at you and continues reaching toward it. You can see the smile of challenge on his face as he thinks, "I'm going to do it anyway." I'd encourage you to thump his fingers just enough to sting. A small amount of pain goes a long way at that age and begins to introduce children to realities of the world and the importance of listening to what you say. There's no magical time at the end of childhood when spanking becomes ineffective, because children vary so much emotionally and developmentally. But as a general guideline, I'd suggest...